Wait a minute, what am I doing? Two men in a what? Two friends from film school, one who graduated, one who did, and they decided to make a podcast. Okay, this has never been done before, right? Okay. This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.
So I'm not getting like any progress done in therapy.
Yeah?
Like at all.
Okay.
I went in there, right? Yesterday. Earlier than now.
Sure.
Probably around like, I don't know, 2 p.m. Not important. I went in. I'm like, you know, we're going to talk about me and my deep mental illness.
Sure.
My issues, of which I have like one, but ooh, it's a doozy.
Okay.
And I just ended up arguing for like an hour. But no, 100% I would shoot Jeff Bezos. Like, Jeff Bezos deserves to die, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She's like, how was your last 2 weeks? I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing pretty good after Luigi, because I'm not a coward. Mel's like, I'm not going to tell my therapist. I'm like, I'm telling my therapist. I'm honest with my therapist. I'm engaging in the process, as it were.
Sure.
And it just evolved into like an argument about like, why do you think because it's class. It's who gets to decide? Well, the class. It's quite clear. Does a supervisor die? No, they're not. There's distinctions here, lady.
Yeah.
The problem is that she's a pacifist. She said she is. I should have looked for a violent therapist. Like, I should have been like, hey, are you okay with, like, cold execution of individuals?
Almost no therapist is going to tell you yes.
It's very important for me to be able to trust you in this process that that even if you don't encourage me to do it, you don't make a big stink when I say, like, you know, maybe the rest of his family, too. Like, immediate links.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, wife. Children, parents, like the immediate nucleus of the nuclear family.
Is that just so that no one rises up for revenge?
No, it's cutting out the rotten part of the fruit. I think we just need to like blast that group of people out of the American system.
I don't know where my thoughts on literal children are.
Look, it's fair. All right. I'm willing to do this for America. I'm okay doing it. Okay. This is not your sin. Place this sin upon me, brother. People of America, you do not have to take that sin upon yourself. It is my sin. Just bring me the children.
You know what? Go for it.
I am the one with the Messiah complex, not you. You're fine. All right, I'll nail myself to that cross, and I will bear the guilt. Welcome to the Two Men in a Movie podcast, where each week one man shows another man a movie he can't believe he hasn't seen. As always, I'm Matthew Olenchek, your perfectly normal feeling, well-emotioned, and mentally healthy host, joined by the troubled and what needs to be done, Harrison Poole, my work husband, folks. How you doing, babe?
I'm doing great, hon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, besides being like, oh, man. Maybe next week we'll talk about something. It's been politics, like this last 5 times, which I guess because of the election things, but it's literally me just like arguing for murder.
It truly has been. One of my coworkers was talking about our last episode about how it was right off the rip.
Yeah, it's been on my mind lately. I'm not sure, you're not going to budge my opinions on this. I think your name's
Do you want me to bleep your therapist's name?
I'm not sure that is her name, so let me bleep it if you want.
I'll bleep it just in case.
I'm not sure if I ever said her name to her. I just kind of show up and then we argue about whether I should kill people, and then we schedule a time for another 2 weeks ahead.
Okay, well,
so
at least you're trying.
Yeah, you know, it looks good on a dating profile.
That shouldn't be why you're doing therapy, but...
I'm mostly doing it for the dating profiles, so people stop telling me to go to therapy. Most therapy is cognitive behavioral therapy.
And
that is not very productive for me, because you cannot walk me down a path of thinking I have not been down.
Okay.
Like, I watch it happen, like, have you thought about it this way? I'm like, yeah, yes, I have.
There are other types of therapy. Have you tried any of them?
It took me forever just to find this therapist, and I have to look for another one, a specialized field of therapy. Rock!
Okay.
And I mean, I'm enjoying it. You know, $40 a session is a good enough pay to just sit there and stare a medical professional down in the eye and be like, no, I would 100% execute Jeff Bezos' child. Like, personally.
Listen,
it brings me joy.
It's It's the child, because the child didn't do anything.
The child is part of that class. Look at and they've grown up in that class and separated even from their father. They all grew up to be the same kind of person as him. Look at all the rich fail sons of this world.
Very likely. I don't know if we should execute children for who they are as adults rather than just executing them as adults.
No, we're executing them as fail sons.
But then...
fail daughters.
Okay. But his... okay. But then at what point does it become, what's the word, not thought crime, but at what point does it become thought crime?
At no point. It's purely on class. It's a blind shot in class. Look, I'm not saying it's 100% of the time we're going to be doing it right, but, you know, the difficult things have to be done.
I agree with you. I just...
I'm approaching this with no emotion. It is the sheer logic of, well, they're part of the higher class. Cock's gone.
Sure. You know what? As long as you're the one shooting them, I'm chill with that.
You know, I'm the sacrificial Jesus-like figure here, taking upon the sins you would all have to commit.
So what's gonna be your not catchphrase, but what's gonna be the thing you say, like, right when you execute them?
I wasn't thinking about it, really. I was imagining they'd be in a room, right? Mm-hmm. I'd come in and I would shoot them and I'd leave. Like, I don't really need to make a show of shooting a child. That'd be pretty fucked up. No. It's gonna be a very clinical approach on how, because like a lot of people are like, oh, public executions, and I'm like, what's the point?
Sure.
What's the point? Just fucking bam bam, move on. It's fucking surgery of the soul. Surgery of our nation's soul. We don't need to make it this big razzle-dazzle thing. But if I had to choose a catchphrase, I would go, whackety-schmackety-doo, and bop.
Okay. Cool. Would you do any defend, deny, depose shit? Or
no, it again, would just truly... very, like, just line them up. Pow, pow, pow. It's very, even the Russians, like, Hail Stalin is a bit too much for me. Just clean. That's why I like the Luigi guy so much. He showed up. And sure, he had, like, the Monopoly money and he wrote in the bullets, but he didn't go up and be like, death to tyrants! He just went pop, pop, and left.
Sure.
That's why I respect the man so much, because, and if you read his manifesto, it's 256 words, so you probably should. It's very, very concise.
Okay.
Because my mom's like, what drove him to this point to be like this? I'm like, nothing. He literally just says, like, it's fucked, no one's doing anything about it, we're past the point of being able to do it legally, I saw what had to be done, I did it. I'm the only one to face with brutal honesty, is the final line. He's like, apparently I'm the only person to face the situation with brutal honesty. Maybe a bit different wording, but that's the gist of it.
Okay, I will read it tonight.
It's 256 words, pretty concise.
Okay.
Much like the movie we just watched today. That's right. I'm comparing this to Luigi's Manifesto.
This movie, listen, we watched it on 2x speed, so it feels more concise than it actually is, probably. But like...
yeah, you finally joined me in my time sphere.
It feels like cheating, but it was nice to get through an hour-long Christmas special in 30 minutes.
You should sit down and watch movies you love, right? I'm a busy man, so watching a double speed helps out a lot. And also, if it's a bad movie or a movie you're not enjoying, it kind of like rubs that off.
Sure.
Like, I could probably get through Don't Think Twice without complaining nearly as much at double speed.
When you watched it, you didn't have that much of a problem with it.
It's not like the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's my go-to for like movie I don't like.
Okay.
Not necessarily like bad movie. Like, okay. Food Fight's like bad movie.
Yeah.
Movie I don't like is...
sure, okay.
Don't Think
You
Twice.
Know what? With that explanation, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not able to properly judge this movie on a few things just by the nature of having watched it at double time speed. But I will say... It was a good watch. It was fun as hell, dude.
It was a fun fucking movie.
It was full of...
They used to know how to make a whimsical...
I was going to say, fun. It's filled with so much whimsy. I loved it.
And just childish joy through the miracle of puppets.
Yeah, it feels like Dr. Pepper tastes.
Yeah, you're right. Can we say what the movie's name is again?
Well, we said in past episodes, and it's going to be the title of the episode.
Yeah, man. So it's a year without a Santa Claus.
Yeah, the I want to say it's a later Rankin Bass. I want to say it's like 70 some, but
yeah, that sounds right.
It's so accurately named. Okay, can I mentioned this while we were watching it, but the thing that bothers me about these types of movies genuinely,
it's so inconsistent in this one.
It's bad in this one, but in a universe where Santa does exist.
Yes.
Why do adults not believe in him? I understand skeptical children. Why do adults not believe in Santa?
1 in 5 Americans don't believe we landed on the moon.
There's no way it's 20% of America.
It's something insane like that. I think it's 1 in 5. And also in this movie, it's like particularly bad because they don't take a stance. Because like there's a picture of Santa Claus in the newspaper saying Santa's sick. No more Christmas. And then the mayor says, Santa, ha ha ha.
So what does the mayor think happened? Did the mayor cancel Christmas and the mayor thought the mayor did it? Or
does he not read the newspaper?
Even if he does and he doesn't or believe, he doesn't believe fake news.
Only journalists believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't believe the fake news media, but
it's just
he gets all of his news sources from X. When they're
singing about how he's canceling Christmas, government officials are going down and taking down decorations. It's like a thing.
Yeah,
all the kids know there's going to be no Christmas this year. It's been established.
Maybe it's just this one town.
I mean, they are southern.
I mean, there's photographs of Santa in the paper.
Yeah, there's literally front page. Santa's there. And like the adults are like, wow, I believe in Santa at my age.
The old lady is lady and the mayor. Sorry, don't know what happened there.
Coughed.
Okay, you know what I mean.
Sometimes.
Sure. There's usually a root cause.
I believe in spontaneous cough theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much like flies that come out of nowhere.
You think flies?
You don't know about them?
No, what?
That was the working theory for the longest time. It was like no one knew where flies came from. This is like they just kind of spontaneously germinated from things.
Oh.
Like if you go way, way back, the belief was that insects came from fire. Because if you burned a log, insects would come out of it.
I see how that tracks.
Yeah, mankind had no idea what was going on for a very long time. But yeah, they were like, it was specifically with rotten food. They were like, where are the maggots coming from? The maggots just spontaneously are created because they had no idea what was going on. But then someone's proved it was flies making maggots.
Interesting.
People just fucking did their fucking best. They had no idea what was going on.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Didn't know about germs. Just happened. Wounds just do that.
But yeah, the old lady and the mayor don't believe in Santa.
No.
But it seems like a lot of the other adults do, or at least the only other adults see.
The dad and the MILF.
The police officer doesn't believe that they are elves.
Yeah, but we don't know if he believes whether or not. Because he could be like, well, they're all in the North Pole. Why would they be down here in the South?
Yes, and his big issue is that they don't have money.
Yeah.
It actually has very little to do with...
Their conflict with him is purely legal, is that they broke the law several times flying a reindeer into town. And he doesn't even dismiss them as like, you're not elves, blah, blah, blah. He's just like, well, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
To the stop being like this idiot.
So Vixen was saved because Santa had some pocket change.
That really was it. Was literally, he solved the central like issue they were having so easily because they said, you need to pay to let this dog out of the pound. He said, all right. He pulled out his fucking wallet and gave him like a 20.
Yeah. Did it say how much the fee was?
I don't know.
I mean, I assume they just had no money.
Yeah. They're just elves.
Well, that, and they left in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure elves know about the concept of money.
What is the commerce of the North Pole like?
I don't think there is commerce.
So you think it's like a barter system?
I don't think it's a barter system.
What do you
think? I think it's a group, an entire race of people dedicated to the service of both Santa Claus and the idea of Christmas.
But how do they eat and drink?
I think they just grow the food.
And like pay for housing.
I don't think they pay for housing.
Sure. I mean, Santa allowing the North Pole to be free
is understandable. I think the food is just grown and they just eat it, you know, because they have to eat. Because if they don't eat, they can't make toys for Christmas. I think it's almost like a religious undertaking for them.
So they have no external wants.
They have no... An elf has no external want, but Santa Claus and Christmas, that is correct.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if they fuck.
Well,
I've never seen an old elf. Well, I guess that doctor was old. They must fuck.
Also, I don't know if it, I mean, in the Rankin Bass universe, almost
they
certainly.
They fuck so much for Christmas.
But yeah, in the elf, there's old elves, yeah. And there's like baby elves, and like, yeah.
Yeah, 100% they fuck, and they're like, we're coming, I'm coming in here for Christmas.
I'm delivering your Christmas presents.
Don't worry, Santa's coming down the chimney. Which for them is a bit like talking about how your dick's Jesus, so it's a bit weird.
I'm wrapping
your gift. It's all Christmas based. They're really into pregnancy. Elves are really into pregnancy. They're like,
and Christmas themed dirty talk.
Yeah, they get like real horny for pregnant women and pregnancy in general, and they're always like, oh, my present's growing, because they view it as a religious undertaking to produce the next generation of religious priests, almost, of Christmas.
Sure. This actually is, for as short as it is, it actually is like fair, kind of plotty.
Yeah.
So like,
it hits all the beats.
We actually can go through this.
And, yeah, it's like, very distinct. It's good in that way.
So the narrator is Mrs. Claus,
yeah,
who is sometimes in the present and sometimes in the future.
Yeah.
And seemingly
exists at all times.
Yeah. And then sometimes is like, I don't know how, like, it sometimes exists as the narrator in the present.
Yeah, yeah. She is an eldritch being beyond the elf's comprehension. And that she can talk directly to us, the audience.
And does Santa ever talk directly to us as the audience?
Santa never talks directly to us as the audience. Mrs. Claus is so much more powerful than Santa in this scenario.
I mean, I agree. Like, there's a reason, like, when Santa gets sick, she dresses up as him in an attempt to pretend
really
to be him.
Really weird. I've always dreamed of being Santa Claus. That's your husband.
Okay.
I've always dreamed. It's like if you were sick one day for this podcast, right? And Geneva did a whole, like, song and dance number where she put on, like, a tusk shirt and, like, a fake beard and, like, your shoes, your big shoes. And she's like, I've always dreamed of being Harrison Poole. It'd be weird. It's weird.
So, okay. I know Santa is his name, but I always assumed Santa more as a title than, like...
I mean, I think it is, but there's only one man has ever held that title in this universe.
In this universe, maybe.
Yeah.
But, I feel like...
I think even in the other ones, it's like the one guy is Santa. It's a title, but that's like a title like Our Most Holy Mother, Mary Magdalene. Like, that's a title she has, is Our Most Holy Mother. But there's only one.
Yes. Or there's one at a time. Mary Magdalene, there is only one.
Yeah.
But, like, Santa, there is only one Santa Claus at a time.
I think there's only one Santa. I don't think it's, like, the Santa Claus. I think this truly is an immortal being. Because we see his prequel story. And all the other ones.
So I know that a huge part of Santa lore is people actively not believing in him.
Yeah.
But does Santa qualify as like a tulpa figure?
I think Santa would exist as a tulpa in our world. I'm not sure it's delivering presents, but I believe there's some sort of force.
Sure.
Christmas joy, perhaps. But not on this one. He'd just be like a cryptid.
Okay.
Some variety.
That makes sense.
A creature, an entity.
Yeah.
First, she has a weird moment. The plot gets kicked off because Santa has a cold.
He has the tiniest little fever in the world and the reddest nose you ever did see.
Yeah, he really makes a big deal out of it. Like, when I was working at the diner, I remember Vic saying, are you okay? Because you're sick all the time when I was working there.
Yeah.
I'd come in, like, drugged out in fucking Dayquil.
Yeah.
And, like, do my job.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford not to come in.
But there is no economic system in the North Pole if everything is free and they have no real external want.
Yeah, but like, he has like a religious obligation, which I would say is at least slightly above my obligation to seat people.
Agree.
So it's like, he's like, I can't do Christmas. It's like, what? It's like one night.
He has a man cult.
It's like less than 8 hours.
Have you seen the skits that are like the worst things to come into the hospital? Like amputation, something else. And then at the very, very top is like man cold.
I don't know. No, I don't know what a man cold is. The only thing that stopped me from coming into work is like I can't stop shitting, or I have like an actual respiratory infection. And I've been coming into work so much with it because I thought it was just a cold, but now I can barely move and need to be heavily medicated.
Yeah, I've been there too.
I collapsed on one of our shoots once in college because of strep throat.
Maybe this is true, maybe this is not. When men get sick, men get very, very, very sick and become like incapacitated babies, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to believe that.
I am also inclined to believe that. My mother taught me very young how to correctly be sick.
Yeah.
And so I do my best not to do that. But I am not denying that it doesn't. I'm sure it happens.
Sure, I'm miserable when I have a cold, but I'm still like,
yes,
doing my life.
Yes, 1,000%.
I'm just going to complain about all the snot I'm making a lot.
Like, I was bedridden a couple weeks ago with the flu, and I still edited the podcast episode.
Like, when I had the respiratory infection, I was working here, and I would just get out of bed, like, ugh. I go take my shower, I'm like, oh, God. And then I would. I sit down and just work because I, you know, it's fucking numbers.
Yeah, dude. Dayquil's a miracle drug. Also, did you know you need an ID to buy Dayquil?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's really cramping my style of drinking it all to get high.
I didn't know that until a few weeks ago when I was sick.
You can get... like drunk off it or whatever.
I knew with NyQuil, but DayQuil doesn't actually have like alcohol. It's.
I think they're still like kids are still mixing it into stuff.
Oh sure, that's dumb.
It's like bottled air. You can't buy bottled air without like you buy like a can of like compressed air. They'll ID you for it.
It has been a while since I have, so people huff it.
And
that's
shit.
Fascinating. But yeah, I learned you need an ID to buy DayQuil. Literally the weekend before.
So how could I can order on Amazon without an ID?
I don't think I've ever bought it
in the store really. Because normally I'm like out of it and I go, oh, God. And so I'm like buying that something else to get one day shipping on it.
Yeah, I DoorDashed the DayQuil because I was literally bedridden. And the lady had to scan my ID. So I literally like through the screen door, reached my arm around and had the ID and then took it from her. And she's like, I hope you feel better, buddy. Me too. But the weekend prior to me getting sick, I had to buy a handsaw. And you don't need an ID to buy a handsaw.
You're disposing of a body or something?
No, I'm disposing of a tree branch. It fell in my yard and it's too big to snap with my human body.
I got very strong hands. I could probably do it.
Okay. But
just drive your car over it.
Yeah, you don't need an ID to buy a handsaw, but you do need an ID to buy DayQuil.
Like, yeah, because drugs are bad. There's nothing worse in this country than being high. Let me tell you, if Brock Turner had been chugging like NyQuil that time, he would be in jail.
What? Okay. I don't remember all of the details of that. He was sober, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. It doesn't matter. He's still a horrible rapist who deserves all the bad things to happen to him ever.
I mean, legally, he's a bright kid with a bright future that made a mistake, but...
Sure. He's rapist Brock Turner?
Yeah.
I just like... Okay. Again, it does not matter his level of intoxication. Don't fucking rape people. But I did not remember if he was stone cold sober or if they were both drunk.
He might not be. Don't hold me to that. But
no, I got
you. He wasn't doing drugs. Alcohol's okay. Alcoholism is okay in America. America loves you, Harrison. But if you were doing weed,
yeah.
Ugh.
But I swear we'll get to the movie. A handsaw's a weapon.
A rock's a weapon.
Okay, but a handsaw is like literally a weapon. A rock.
If you give me a rack and a rope, I could make a sling, which was pretty much the unparalleled weapon for thousands of years.
Okay,
sure. And can definitely penetrate through most plexiglass police shields in use today.
Cool. That is, I didn't know that. Yep. That makes, yeah.
Now, for like thousands of years, it was like slings and spears. Like, it's incredible that, like, right off the bat, it took like so much technology to make something better than a sling and a spear. Because they are just like such good weapons.
Yeah. I mean, you have a distance or up close.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, a sling is fucking like powerful.
And if you're good enough, you have speed. Like, yeah. you can launch
they'd have several. They'd have the slingers and shit. And that will if it hits you, it will, like, crush your skull. And a spear is perfect because it's a knife that's really far away.
Yeah.
It took forever to get to the point where, like, maybe swords are a bit better.
I mean, swords are better for up close, for sure. I would argue, as a distance, I would still want spear.
Yeah, no, spears, and it's easier to use. And I'm just fascinated, like, the fact that, like, we reached a point where, like, nothing could stop a knight on the battlefield for a bit until we invented guns. Like, the only thing I could fight a knight's another knight.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's that perception, like, armor's heavy, but it's not. When you wear, like, a good suit of armor, you have full range of movement, and you can, like, sprint in armor pretty easily if you're trained in it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really light for, like, if you're... It's not light, but, you know, if you are a knight who's trained to wear armor...
And you're
you
in
can
shape.
Jump,
yeah.
You can sprint.
Okay.
They're fully mobile, especially the later versions of it. And so just this fully armored man sprinting at you with a sword. And you can't pen, like, because there's always, like, in the movies, you see the cinematic fights. Where they're changing, and you get, no, like, the whole, like, knightly warfare is eventually you get one of them down on the ground, and then you desperately try to stab through a joint of their arm with a dagger until they're fucking dead. Because there's no way you can just be like, I'm going to fight him cleanly with a sword. Like, it would always devolve into, like, wrestling as you're desperately just trying to find an exposed joint.
God damn.
Even then, though, some arrows could get through that armor. Like, slings could dent it, so...
Sure. I don't know how to transition back into the movie. Let's start talking about the movie.
Yeah, again. So he has a cold, which is how he got on this topic. And he goes, yeah. Ooh, I can't do Christmas this
year. The
doctor
says...
Yeah, he's like, don't do Christmas. No one believes in Christmas. Merry Christmas. He's like, no one believes in Christmas. Gus, I'll sleep.
And then Mrs. Claus sends Jingle and Jangle two elves
on... Well, first she does her weird dance number, right?
The I Want to Be Santa number?
Yeah, I think she calls him up, and then she says, oh, I want to be my husband. I could dress up just like my husband.
See, I can't remember. It might be the number... She calls them, I'm dressed as my husband, and that's the end of the number.
Yeah.
But she sends Jingle and Jangle, two elves on Vixen, into the human realm. And they fly in between...
The south. they're on the North Pole. It's not the human realm. They just kind of go south.
Nah. If we're arguing that Santa exists in Tulpa, is a Tulpa...
This is a living man. This is a wizard.
Okay.
Santa's a wizard in this world. He has a fucking bowler hat and carries American cash in his pocket. He is just a man.
Fair enough. So he sends them to Southland, or is it Southtown?
It's Southtown. I think that's where they end up, is Southtown, USA.
Yeah, Southtown, USA. But first they fly in between two fighting brothers, Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
Yeah, demigods.
Yes, which we may or may not
but
get to this
really
specific,
demigods,
but I have this thought.
They use machinery to do their stuff.
So Heat Miser... calls Snow Miser his stepbrother.
Yes.
Who is Mother Nature the birth mother of?
I don't know. I think they can just both call them mom because a stepson is still your son.
No, that isn't what I mean.
You're putting like a weird... Which one do you think is the real son?
No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just... I don't know. Did they marry when she was young? When they were just super young? Who's the husband?
The husband's Earth.
Father Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
She fucked the planet like a goop egg.
So, what? No, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I'm. You know what? I'm Mother Nature and Father Time is what I'm saying. But so who's who? Who is the birth child? Who looks like... what is the family dynamic of these
things? I
think
Heat Miser looks more like his mother.
I am inclined to agree.
We have to wait into the complicated political scenario of which one's the real son.
I didn't mean it like that. Also, it's just one of those, generally speaking, depending on how old they were when she remarried, and was Snow Miser's biological mother involved in his life? Like, there's so many, I'm trying to apply. It's the fact that he says stepbrother.
Yeah, he said stepbrother. I just shook my head and said, oh, yeah, because he's hot. And that was my entire understanding of the scene.
If he just said brother, if he said half brother, it's the fact that they're brothers by law. They're not.
Maybe they say he said stepbrother, so no one questions when they have their hate sex.
We are not bringing back this argument. No. Anyway,
I think we were in agreement, and I don't think it was an argument.
I want a prequel that is just
Stepbrother is just a term they use for the lesser people, and it's a relation that, like, we can't truly understand because we're not ageless elemental beings. But it equates roughly to stepbrother.
Honestly, I like that theory. Yeah. Moving on. So they were not supposed to go to Southtown.
They got shot
out of the sky by the Misers, and they fell into Southtown, where Jingle and Jangle start going about. They ask this old lady if she believes in Santa Claus, and she's like, "At my age, why would I
read the newspaper?"
Yeah, dude, is it makes no sense. And the fact
it's front page news,
and the fact 20% of Americans don't believe in the moon landing is frightening. And honestly,
I mean, how many flat earthers are there, you know?
It is likely not. I hope it's not that popular.
Keep talking. I'm gonna look this up, because I like to see your faith in people broken.
Oh no. So they're going about downtown, and then they see these, I'm guessing, like, upper elementary school kids, like 11-ish.
I have no idea.
Well, they're animated.
Age a child.
Well, I know. I know with, like, real children within a ballpark.
Like, I can tell, like, pre-puberty, post-puberty.
Sure.
But above that, I'm like, I don't know, 3?
I can probably tell within, most of the time, I can probably tell within, like, 18 months.
within 18 months? That's such a weird number.
I just picked, within a year and a half. Like, anyway.
He loves children, folks.
Yeah, they rule. Kids are awesome.
You show him a child, you tell him exactly how old that kid is.
Kids are awesome. They're the future of our species. And we should, like, teach them right and have them be proper members of society. And they fucking rule. Anyway.
10%.
Does not make me completely lose faith in humanity is much higher than I thought. It's scary high. Honestly.
1 in 10 people.
Here's the thing with surveys like this. What is the source on this?
This is the University of New Hampshire.
Okay, cool. I am more inclined to believe shit like that. But the thing with, like, surveys is most of the people who we test are people who are willing to answer surveys, and most of them are not people who I'm willing to take seriously anyway.
It looks like 9% were unsure if the earth is flat, not round. 75% of people agreed that the earth is billions of years old, so either way, shit's ancient.
Yeah.
9% said vaccines implant microchips. 20% were unsure.
Listen, being unsure,
maybe they just think it's little robots that fight the germs, though. Yeah.
being unsure if a vaccine submits microchips is just like I don't know how science works. Like that's
they might be robots.
I'm willing to forgive that, but anyway. They talk to the kids, and the kids are like, "Nah, we don't care that Santa took the day off. We're too big for Santa anyway."
Yeah, like were they saying they don't believe in him, or they're just too big for
both.
Him? Because they're acknowledging that, one, Christmas has been canceled because, as previously established, Santa is sick. And then they follow that with, Santa isn't real. Then why is Christmas canceled?
Man is allowed to hold two opposing ideas in his head at
it's
one time.
It's true. But it's just like, I want their idea of, well, why was Christmas canceled? Do they read the newspaper?
Does anyone
read the newspaper in this world? Except the dad and his hot wife?
So one of the kids, Ignatius, oh my god, what's the last word? It's like Thin Whistle or something.
It's like Thick Whistle.
But Iggy is the kid's name.
Iggy Thick Whistle, Jesus, which is my name on Tinder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You legit should.
So Iggy Thick Whistle, I do believe in Santa Claus, so let me climb down your chimney. I go to therapy. The target of my profile.
So Santa, having heard that Jingle and Jangle left,
Vixen, who's a baby.
Yes, is like, these dumbasses. Like, oh, in also the police, they disguised Vixen as a dog, and then the police capture.
Roughly. I mean, it works, I guess, but.
Yeah.
They put socks on his fucking antlers.
I can't tell if roughly was a joke or not, was a pun or not.
Well, I don't make puns. So.
Yeah, you don't make puns.
Not intentionally. I don't care for them.
Okay. But Animal Control takes Vixen to the pound, who is like dying.
What was the only times? The dog catcher.
Okay.
Because now we have Animal Control, which is like an out branch of like police services. But back then, you just had a man who really hated dogs.
Sure.
And you go around with a big net and throw them in a cage. Because, he'd fucking hate. It'd be like Brandon's dream job. He hates dogs. But you just go around the big net and you just scoop him up. And the kid's like, no, my dog. And you're like, I'm taking him to be euthanized.
So
the which dog, is really fucked up if you think about it.
Yeah, the dog, Vixen is dying because she's sick.
I don't think it's how reindeers work.
Because like she's not used to the warm weather.
Reindeers are like real. I think a reindeer could spend some time in the south without dying.
It's cold enough
that the woman's wearing a coat and like has a cat as a hand warmer.
But that's just some old woman shit.
Like everyone, no one's like dressed like super like breezy. It's probably like what 50, 60 degrees.
It has to be 60 or above. Because
Keith Miser.
Heat Miser.
So it's probably like 60 degrees. I think a reindeer can live in 60 degrees.
For an hour, probably.
I had a reindeer doctor. But I'm pretty sure a reindeer could, like, vibe in 60 degrees for, like, a day without, like, being like, oh, my life is ebbing away and I need to, oh, I'm about to die.
Fair enough. Well, it's a baby. She's just a baby.
Yeah, so babies, it's surprising a baby can put up with.
Okay. So Santa goes after them, lands in Southtown, and finds Iggy at his doorstep and starts talking
under the clever pseudonym
of Mr. Klaus.
Klaus.
And then they have their
it could have been like Mr. Nick, could have been like a lot of things. He's like, my name is Klaus.
So
it's like if I was like, my name's Olean Cheek. I'm Olean Cheek. Like, you just said your name kind of weirdly, dude.
He's invited in and meets the family who you think the lady's a MILF.
No, she's deaf. Just as much as that, who does he bring down? Blitzen?
Yeah.
Blitzen's a DILF of a reindeer. You can tell by the way he's walking. And, also because she's married to, like, a dopey-looking man. And dopey-looking men always have very hot wives for some reason.
They all sing a song about believing in Santa.
Like at the child. Yes. Not together. Directed at the... He's like, do you believe in Santa Claus? And he starts singing the song about how great he is. And the rest of them join in and just sing directly at this child who is so moved he cries.
Honestly, you should start singing songs about how great you are.
I should. Like I said, I want the Heat Miser intro every time I enter a room.
Oh, my... Yeah? Well...
I want a bunch of little me's with horns going... Bum, bum, bum. Brum, brum.
He's Mr. Too Much Christmas.
Not enough Christmas, dude. I'm missing. I need my bedroom sheets. I need my Christmas sheets.
Next year, or this year, you're an adult.
Maybe I could get a robe what? Too, like a Santa themed robe.
Hell yeah,
Santa,
dude.
Santa shower curtains.
That's, yeah, you're an adult.
Santa, my dream is for my house to look like it belongs to a grandmother in the 50s at Christmas time.
Santa, essentially, he goes to the, Iggy and the elves go to the mayor.
Yeah.
Who doesn't believe in Santa.
This crazy father's like, well, if you have a problem, go directly to the top, the mayor.
Is that a thing you could just do?
No, I mean, you're right. Like, I remember growing up, a very similar situation. One of my friend's dogs was taken to the pound because it was out without its collar on.
Sure.
And so we went to the mayor of Cleveland and petitioned him directly.
Yeah?
No, it's maybe in a small town. I don't know how small towns work. I assume you all know each other's names.
I mean, depending on the size of the town, probably.
I assume growing up you knew the phone number of every person in town.
No, I knew a handful of phone numbers, though.
I'd go crazy if I had to see the same, like if I never saw a stranger. So I love cities, because you just see, like, I have no idea who the fuck this guy is.
Lancaster is not a small podunk town. It is just smaller than Cleveland.
South of Cleveland, podunk.
Okay.
Except for the new world of Akron, which I view as a colony.
Cool.
And like, Moja colony, literally, if your most famous person is fucking LeBron James, and if you ask someone anywhere else in the country where he's from, they would say Cleveland. So,
maybe he's known as the kid from Akron. So there's a good chance.
Person on the street, more often than not, is going to say Cleveland.
There's a good chance.
Maybe among a basketball, like someone who's into basketball. Maybe. Know, but
Santa buys Vixen.
Who pays the fine.
He buys Vixen.
You don't buy your dog back from the pound. When you pay bail on someone in prison, you're not buying them.
No, but it's not ownership in the same
Slavery is illegal in this country unless they're in jail.
I know, and I agree with you what you're saying
a
right now.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think we just abolish slavery. We abolish slavery except for, like, when people are in prison. That's okay.
Yeah, and that's why black men tend to be incarcerated at a higher rate than anyone.
Yeah.
Vixen is not a person. So if you're not getting...
I don't know. He seems to be more intelligent. He seems to have some level of intelligence beyond that of a reindeer.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's some magic sentient reindeer. I am comparing it to a dog.
They say hi, Donner, and Donner goes, "Rrr." And like they clearly
any dog you can do that to.
Oh no!
If I say
hey, say hi, they're not going to look at you with the understanding that they're giving you a cordial greeting.
Many do. That's a very common command: is speak or hi.
Yeah, speak or hi, not say hey, greet this person. He goes, rum, 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 gives you a little like greeting nod.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
If he didn't have, he would have tipped it.
That's true. You know what? I'm sorry. There's more magic and sentience to this being. I was thinking in terms of a dog. But also...
You're fooled by the ruse. Where'd the reindeer go? I was watching this movie and there's a reindeer. Now there's just a dog? What happened to the reindeer?
If your dog is at the shelter and you cannot get your dog back unless you pay for your dog.
Paying for a fine. You're paying a fine.
You are buying
no,
your dog
No, you're paying
back.
A fine. It's
they
not a
stole your dog.
It's not a
and they're holding your dog for ransom. And you are paying.
And when you pay a ransom, you're not buying the person. You're paying the
Actually,
ransom.
Actually, in many ways, you are buying the person back into civilization.
Now that it's done legally.
It is.
It's paying a fine.
I can't tell if it's a good or a service, but it's This
is the most insane thing you've ever said. That you're buying your dog. Oh, fuck. My car got impounded. Time to buy it back for $200.
That is what you do.
No, you're paying the fine.
You buy your car back. If
you're paying the league, you
if
are.
You no longer have ownership.
You still have ownership, but you are paying the fine because that is the legal punishment. You're not going to jail. You are not being executed. You are being charged a sum of money as punishment for breaking the law.
You are being charged an amount, and you must pay that amount, or your car is no longer yours.
It's a fine. It's still you still own the lease. You still own the car. You just don't have access to it. You don't have the papers.
Yes, you still own the car. Eventually, they do take ownership of the car.
Yeah, they have to go through a huge legal thing because guess what? They don't own your car. You can't buy it from them. It's still your car.
Nah, you're buying it back.
It's insane.
No, you're buying your car back.
Money's only for purchasing things and has no other purpose.
What else is money for?
Fines!
Fines are legal purchases.
No, they're legal punishments.
No, they're also legal purchases.
Under the court of law.
They can be both a punishment.
They should not punish you.
And a purchase.
They're punishing you by saying you owe as much money. Not saying, oh, you have to buy back your car.
But that is what's happening. If your car is impounded, you don't own your car.
They do not have a deed for your car.
No, but you don't have use
if
of your car.
If your car is in the pound, you still have to make payments on it.
Okay.
Which you would not have to if you did not own this car in any way.
But you can't use the car. You're buying use of your car again. Therefore,
you're paying the fine.
Yes, you're buying use of your car again. I don't understand what's so difficult about it.
Because it's not a transaction.
It is a transaction. I give them money. They take the boot off and give me use of my car again.
Yeah, but it's not commerce. It's not commerce.
I never said it was commerce.
Buying something is commerce.
No, it's legal purchasing.
It's a legal fine.
Yes.
Which is not a form of commerce.
Which is a bill.
Do you pay tax? Do you pay state tax on a fine? Do you pay tax
it's a bill.
On a fine?
A fine
do you
is a
pay
bill.
Tax a fine, on a fine?
No.
It is not commerce. You do not fine, pay tax.
But a fine is a bill that you don't get
you
all the time.
You are not purchasing a good or a service.
You are. You are purchasing the use of your vehicle.
No, you have not. You're purchasing the...
No, you don't because it's impounded.
Yeah, it's gone to car jail. It's gone to car jail and you need to pay bail. And bail is not
but,
buying
no,
someone.
Don't anthropomorphize the car.
I'm not. That's how it's treated legally. It's gone to car jail.
Listen, I don't entirely view paying bail as a purchase, though it's not dissimilar. But, like...
Oh, my God. Ah, this is insane.
I don't understand what's so weird about
you're
this.
Just because it's a... You're insisting that you're purchasing your car.
You are. It's a bill. You pay your bill.
It's a fine. A fine is different than a bill. A bill is short for bill of service or bill of purchase, which is implying that there's a transaction with commerce, usually with taxes associated.
If I don't pay that bill... Can I use my car?
If you don't pay your time in jail, you can't live as a free man. You are not buying things there. It is a legal
Listen,
punishment.
Listen, it's different with humans, though it is not dissimilar to buying someone's freedom.
You are just, they're choosing money because the idea of saying, well, you don't get to use your car for a week is insane. It's much easier just to fine a person because that money goes for keeping up the roads.
If I don't pay the bill, can I use my car?
It's a fine. It's not a bill.
It is a bill. The service I am purchasing is use of my car.
No,
my car is a service.
You are paying a sum of money as a penalty to regain use. You always have use of your car, but it has been temporarily suspended
until I pay the fine. Whatever. Not worth this. We've gone too far. We've gone on for this
insane.
For too long. I will probably cut this argument down.
This
doing
is
in circles.
Insane.
So, how
out. Oh, because he bought Vixen back.
No, he paid the fine. What type of world do we live in where only one person can buy this thing and there's not taxes associated with it, and we're calling it a purchase? Purchases have taxes.
So he pays the fine.
Yeah,
and gets Vixen back. Same thing.
It's not. Okay. Words have meaning.
I agree. But I also believe it's a purchase.
I'm just saying that if I was hanging out with someone, they said, well, you have to go to the pound, I have to go buy my dog, I would give them such a look that they would never recover.
Well, that's a moral failing. That's on you.
That's a you problem.
That's a you problem. if my child goes to jail, I gotta be like, I gotta buy my son's freedom.
I had to go fucking like get my car to the pound once, which was a hassle and a half. We had to go to like an ATM because they didn't, whatever. But like, that was very nice. But I wasn't like, time to go buy my car back.
I was.
Nuts.
I was like, time to go buy my car back.
Nuts.
Anyway, so he sends Vixen with Blitzen off.
Oh, he takes him back because he tucks him in.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does.
And then he gives her and he takes a nap because Mrs. Claus is like, going to get the boys. And he's like, well, means I can go back to sleeping.
Yes, and she finds Jingle and Jangle, and the mission is to make it snow in Southtown.
Yeah, because he's like, if you're really elves, make it snow, assholes.
And so they visit the Snow Miser, who does a little jazz number.
Which I really wish I could enter every room doing that.
You can. You can choose to do that.
Yeah, but I'm at the level. You need to be at a certain level where, like, when we have a Patreon, maybe. Maybe I'll be at that point where I can have a bunch of little me's singing and dancing.
Fair enough. Snow Miser.
Like right now, just like I'm fucking going to like my hairdresser.
Yeah.
And there's like these. No, I'm at the point yet where I'm allowed to have people sing and dance and sing about how great I am.
Okay. So they ask the Snow Miser to make it snow, and he's like, "I would love to, but that's a Heat Miser jurisdiction. You got to get him to agree." Yeah, and so they fly to the Heat Miser, who also has his own separate jig.
It's the same jig as the captain said. The same jazz tune starts playing.
Fair enough. I mean, he has the parody version.
Yeah,
and so does that make Snow Miser the original?
We don't know who's actually the original. We don't know who's parodying who.
Fair, yeah. Or is it a no strings attached / friends with benefits situation where they both thought of the same idea, they were both in theaters at the same time, and they have the same plot?
Oh, we're talking about the movies.
Yes.
I got so confused there for a second.
No, the Ivan Reitman like, no strings attached in the Will Gluck
is this friends with benefits. Like casual sex.
Nah, I'm talking about the movies.
I mean, they don't have the exact same, like, it has to be something, because it's the exact same notes.
Maybe it was their father's tune.
Maybe it's like an ancient primordial song.
Yeah, and Heat Miser is
this
like,
is the song I fucked your mother to. Bum, bum. Boom, boom. It's just like the instrumental.
Heat Miser is like, I'll make it snow in Southland if you can get Snow Miser to let me have a sunny day in the North Pole,
which we never see happen.
No,
it's like spoilers. They eventually come to this agreement, and we see it snow in the South. We never see it sunny in the North Pole.
That's the sequel.
The sunny North Pole day.
Yep, summer. Santa Claus summer. Yeah,
what happens?
Hot Santa summer.
Hot Santa summer. Does he fuck?
Of course he does.
Do we get to see him go to town?
Of course. He's like,
let
we
me
do.
Go. Some hot puppet sex.
Oh yeah.
Time to go down your chimney, Mrs. C. And Jingle and Jangle like, wow, wee. He's really giving it to her. And fucking thick whistles there, and he's like, oh, I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. And he's just railing her. So anything happens?
And then Mother Nature gets involved?
Nah, I think she's way too past menopause to fuck.
People?
They do.
Fuck past
they
menopause?
They do, but that's because we live to 100 years old. She is as old as the eons. I mean, not menopause. I think she's just such an old woman. She's just no longer fucks anymore. She just has tea.
Hell yeah.
So where were we in the she goes to Mother Nature and Mother Nature solves the argument. Is Mother Nature a MILF to you?
No.
Okay. So is it literally? So is it you don't want to fuck Mother Nature?
That is the definition of a MILF.
Okay, fair enough.
A MILF is a mother I'd like to fuck.
But okay, I didn't know if the eye was the specific eye or like a royal eye.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure that's a fuckable MILF, regardless.
So. Okay.
And I'm not into GILFs.
Okay, fair.
I'm not a GILF guy.
Sure. It snows in Southtown, and the mayor, it's a Christmas miracle, and he starts believing in Santa, and he's on the phone with his wife like, why would I have ever brought my hat? It's like,
it's the South.
The South. And so the town is filled with Christmas cheer again, and which is weird because only the mayor was the anti-Christmas person. Like,
well, because Christmas back on the menu.
That's fair. That's fair. And Santa decides, to hell with being sick. I'm gonna, yeah.
Well, he realizes he just has a cold and he can actually do this.
I mean, that is exactly what happens. He gets a little Dayquil.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, never mind.
he's over his man cold and realizes it's just the sniffles.
They make like a national holiday for Santa, which I thought was Christmas.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not Christmas. National Santa Claus Day.
Yeah.
Christmas. It's all about him. Okay. When is this other holiday? Boxing Day? They're going to replace Boxing Day with Santa. What do you do on Santa Claus Day?
Would it be like the week before to honor the year that there almost wasn't a Santa Claus and it's the day he got sick?
Maybe. I'd hate to have a holiday where everyone remembers the time I got sick, though.
Me too.
Sounds like it sucks.
No. It ends with him writing off. I know he does like the. It's Christmas time. And we also get the. It's a blue Christmas.
Kind of out of place.
Yeah, kids are sad because there's going to be no Santa. But it
ends. At a weird point in the movie.
It really.
It should have came right before then.
Yeah. And then he goes through Santa Town, Santa Claus Lane, and flies off and is like, oh, there was almost a year without a Santa, but it didn't actually happen. And that's the story of the almost a year without a Santa. And that's the movie.
That's the movie. A nice.
It's only like 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's a nice, simple Christmas tale.
And then you and I had you bought the special edition.
Apparently, yeah.
So there was like an extra.
I was unaware.
There was an extra like 20, 25 minutes of like a little stop
Let
motion.
Let me tell you why stop motion's good.
This is a short movie, but we basically went through everything. Are there any like. Is there anything that sticks out to you that you haven't mentioned already?
I mean, it was funny that the mayor was like, I'm going to call every mayor and make a national holiday.
You did mention
that. Which I don't
think
mayors have the power to make a national holiday. And the idea that there's a special mayor hotline that connects you to, like, every mayor. Like, it's the fucking Grand Budapest Hotel or some shit.
So do you think all of the mayors get together for an annual convention in this universe?
I think it's insane, but yes, I think there's like a mayor convention where they talk about mayor stuff.
So does this universe have SantaCon?
I don't think so, no.
No?
Okay. He's a real person.
Okay.
I think every Santa sees him.
No, I follow that logic completely. So how does this rank among the other Rankin and Bass?
I mean, I think it's up there. It's one of the like the big classic ones, isn't it? I mean, they're all classics. It's hard to rank them.
I agree. I just didn't know.
But I think it definitely produces like it has like the most like famous songs for sure.
What?
Out of all of them?
Frosty and Rudolph have far more famous songs.
They have like one song apiece. This has Mr. Heat Miser. This has Blue Christmas. This says Santa Claus Lane.
Sure. We can pause for a second. Like, I need to look something up, bro. I'm going to look something up real quick. Blue Christmas. Ooh, okay. I'm talking original songs. I'm not talking, like, Santa Claus Lane and Blue Christmas aren't original to this movie.
Really?
No, Blue Christmas is an Elvis song. Yeah. And I knew it was an Elvis song, but I didn't know if it was like it was, he did a version.
I thought Elvis covered it.
No, the Elvis song came out in 1957. Or maybe he did cover it, but the Elvis version came out in 57, which means the original had to have come out.
Huh.
But I'm talking original songs. Frosty and Rudolph have this beat. But if we're talking like, I don't know, it's engagement in characters, it ranks up there. Like
Heat Miser is just such a big song. That's a big, the Heat Miser and Cold Miser song. Voodoo Daddy did a cover of that song and it slaps.
Okay. But they're not like famous radio singles in a way that like Rudolph and Frosty are.
I think I've heard Mr. Heat Miser on the radio more than Frosty the fucking Snowman, because one song's a bit catchier and the other is like children sing it.
I
hate a song where children sing it.
Because you hate children for no, which is so one fucking weird.
One slipped onto my playlist where it's like kids singing and I'm trying to find it again.
That's just okay.
Annoying little twerp.
This is why. What
he's like,
this,
wee, 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 wee. I'm like, shut up.
Not wanting to hear children sing because of children voice is fine.
I don't think
fine.
Anyone wants to hear children sing.
That's not true. People want to hear children sing.
Freaks.
It's a reminder of youth and joy and whimsy.
They're terrible singers.
A lot of them, yeah. And there's a certain charm to it.
Yeah, no, it's not just bad in them.
No, there's a certain charm to these kids having pure expressions of joy. And also, there are good singers. There are kids who are good singers.
Yeah, but like, it's not the major. Like, if you're going to like, oh, time to go see my kids' elementary school song program, it's going to be excruciating.
I mean,
no one's on tune. Half of them aren't singing.
I'm not going to elementary school concerts because I don't know the kids. But like,
it wouldn't be. Honestly, if you said you still go to see kids sing because you enjoy children so much, it would not surprise me. I would have not commented on it. I'm like, yeah, of course, Harrison goes to random elementary schools and say, can I buy a ticket to the show? I love children that much.
No, I don't know any of the kids. But like, there's a nice charm to children having a pure expression of emotion.
A lot of times just screaming or crying, though, isn't it?
Sometimes. Not always. Actually, I would argue Christmas concerts are different than like, Christmas concerts, I'm talking more like the radio singles. But like, sure.
If a radio single comes on, it's like a children's choir. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Well, you're a cynical, heartless bastard. You're a cynical, heartless heathen.
You say that, and yet I freely welcomed our Messiah, Hot Frosty, into my warm and ever-loving hearts.
Okay, do you want to do socials?
Yeah, I can do socials. You can find us on Instagram at Two Men Movie Podcast. You can find us on YouTube at Two Men and a Movie Podcast. If you want to send us emails, maybe weigh in. Children singing good or bad? Do not send me recordings of children singing. You will be blocked and marked as spam instantly at twomenmoviepodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at Midwest_magician, where you can see the hijinks I get up to when I remember that social media exists. Despite being born in the generation for it, I'm really bad at it.
All right. You can find, same, dude. I have like two clips. All of my Instagram posts outside of the two stand-up clips are things I'm tagged in.
I had to run back to the theater when I saw the Randy McFelt face, because I forgot to get a picture of Randy the poster.
Where was Randy Felt face?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, I love
this wonderful dive bar. I'm going to give a shout out to this dive bar. Now, I don't know if anyone's in the area. It's called like Bottle Rocket.
Okay.
It's a dive bar. Like, there's like almost no signage for it. But it's, and like, parking on both sides are only for police officers or something. I don't know what's up with that. But like, it's a delightful little, like, on the TVs that like they play on loop in there, like old C, like, was it CTVs?
Closer, CCTVs.
Yeah, and it's all, it's like old trailers for like old horror movies.
Okay.
Like shitty, schlocky horror movies.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And it's really cramped. There's all this like decoration and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I got like a beer for $3. Fuck. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And a hot dog for like five or four, maybe.
Solid.
It was a bun out of a bag, a hot dog from the machine, coleslaw, Mwah. And fucking Old Bay, and it tastes better than most hot dogs I got, like, that weren't like that. It was fantastic.
That sounds amazing.
If that bar were here, I would instantly become, I'd go there once a week.
Oh, at least, dude. This sounds amazing. Also, the fact that you got to see Randy Feltface live is something I'm incredibly jealous of. He's
bigger than you'd imagine.
Interesting.
He popped up, you're like, that's man-sized.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed he would be. And yeah.
He had a wonderful Australian comic open for him who I fell in love with instantly.
Nice. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at harrisonpoole.com. Don't worry, I didn't forget my own social media handle. That's PooleDotcom. It's Harrison spelled the normal way. And I will post something for Christmas.
You're running out of time.
Well, I'll post something. I will likely post something in between Christmas and New Year's as like a celebration thing of Christmas. That is probably what's going to happen. Next week, we aren't watching a movie. We're doing an end of year recap and kind of like baseline plans for 2025. Yeah. I feel like going in with a plan is the best move.
I never planned anything. Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
I'm a cowboy shooting from the hip.
All right. Thank you so much to Tristan Hostetter for our theme music. Thank you guys for listening.
Hit that like and subscribe. Love you all. Kisses.
This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.